Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here on Reactionary Monday. We have a lot to get to because Will Manso is going to join us this hour. I want to make sure we have enough time to talk to him. He's at the Mike McDaniel press conference, which started about 2:15, 2:20. I did see Marcel Louis Jacques tweet out Mike McDaniel on his conversation with Stephen Ross after the game. Now, I know Stephen Ross was at the game in Carolina yesterday. And so apparently they did speak after the game. The quote from Mike McDaniel is he was really frustrated. We talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers. And that was really the extent of it.
It's bigger than X and O game plan to get ready for the Chargers.
I mean, I wonder if Stephen Ross said to him, so how are you preparing to get ready for the Chargers next Sunday, or if Mike McDaniel just looked at him and said, yeah, I don't have a lot to say after this one. We just got to get ready for the Chargers. And then they just kind of went their separate ways. Like, I'd like to know more details of that particular conversation.
Yeah. 1-4, losing to mediocre teams. It's so we beat the Jets and they haven't won a game yet. And we lose to the Panthers. And the Patriots beat the Bills. That was just a stab in the gut last night.
Well, watching Drake May
play
that way. What is he, year two? Year two, I guess,
yes.
Right?
Year two.
I mean,
year one of Rabel. Yeah. They're five games into year one of Rabel. They've already beaten the Dolphins at Hard Rock Stadium with Drake May. And they've done something to a Tua Tagovailoa and Mike McDaniel. Mm-hmm. And Chris Greer have never been able to do that, win a primetime game, but go into Buffalo and beat the Bills in their own house. Think about that. They've already surpassed the Dolphins in five games of the Mike Vrabel era. In five games.
That hurt me on the plane watching.
Yeah.
Watching a reset of this is Vrabel's first year.
First year.
He's already beat the Bills in Buffalo, the Super Bowl favorite Bills, or Super Bowl favored Bills in Buffalo, right after we lose to the Carolina Panthers that have a third grader playing quarterback.
This is why Omar Kelly keeps coming on QAM, and you guys know I love Omar, but he keeps saying no matter what happens, you win. Because if the Dolphins win a game, they win a game. But if they lose, you're one step closer to what's inevitable, which is what a lot of fans want, guys, and that's a new head coach and a new regime. And I feel strongly against that notion because this shouldn't have taken five games this year for the obvious. This should have been done last year. This should have been done at the end of last season, and Stephen Ross waited again too long.
Well, that's
been obvious.
Bear Jackson in the Herald. That's like been his point for a while is, hey, Stephen Ross, can you please care more about the product you're putting out there? And I'm not telling you whether I agree with Barry Jackson or not, but he has been adamant. You can't witness what you're witnessing since you took over the team and think patience. There's a tweet. Let me get this tweet for a second. It was from Barry Jackson. I thought it was interesting. This is 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, by the way. I'll couch it as that. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. You can hear Game Day Uncensored with Tobin, Solana, Omar Kelly at 9 a.m. Sunday. Is there a new addition to the show, too? Did I make that up, or did you say that on the air the other day?
I think I announced it on Friday. Chris Perkins from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. We'll have Omar. We'll have Perk. That's all happening this upcoming Sunday.
All right, cool. 9 a.m., 104.3 FM, WQAM. Let me find this tweet from Barry Jackson. He posted, patience isn't always a virtue. Kraft knew Belichick was done and dumped him. Knew Mayo was a mistake and corrected it after a year. Remember, they had Gerard Mayo for one season. Knew Mayo was a mistake, corrected it after a year, and hired a coach who exudes the toughness that the Dolphins have lacked for years. And there's something to be said for that, because I'm a proponent of being patient. I'm a proponent of stability is what makes organizations great. I point to the Heat with that all the time, right? The stability, even when LeBron James was saying, hey, maybe Spo's not the guy. Remember year one, the stability for me makes an organization great. And the Marlins have not had stability. Like, you can go on and on. The Panthers finally seem to have some stability, and they're you know, going out of their way to re-sign guys. Connor McDavid, by the way, re-signed with Edmonton today for two more seasons. There was some notion after the ouster that he would leave, but he is not. But Barry Jackson saying, okay, patience not always a virtue. Sometimes you have to recognize that you're bleeding, the fans are unhappy, the product is inferior, and it ain't getting any better.
Yeah. Like the stability, Hawk, but staying married in a terrible marriage just to be stable, like stability, something like you have to be good at it. You have to be helpful. You have to be loving in that marriage. You can't just be there to be there because we've been there for 5 years. Vrabel, what he just did, and it's five games, but they beat the Bills in Buffalo. What Shane Steichen, this is his third year, and they're one of the best teams in the AFC right now. 4-1. Like, it was 23. We always bring up 2023, 70-point game, number one offense, all that. It's starting to look like that was the McDaniel outlier more than what to expect.
But look how many teams.
Which is funny, because I thought that was more representative of who they were going to be. I didn't think that was the outlier, but you're correct. It is the outlier.
Crowder, look how many teams. Like, we can point to, and I know the circumstances are different everywhere. I'm not trying to say that, you know, because one team had success X way, that the Dolphins can have success that same way. Look, you have to get lucky. Things have to go your way. And for the Dolphins, a lot of time, Hawk, Barry Jackson points this out, there's also a case of just a lot of unlucky bleep as well. But Crowder, the Denver Broncos, the team the Dolphins put up 70, new coach, new quarterback, they've committed to building the defense, they just beat the Eagles on the road. We've talked about the Lions how many times, building within the trenches, going with a new coach that they trust, and now they're in a Super Bowl window. The Commanders got rid of everybody in that organization, and within 2 years, a bit of luck, they hit on the quarterback, but they put themselves in that position. Now they're Super Bowl contenders. The Patriots with Drake May, and they got their head coach in Mike Vrabel. Now they look like they're a team that, at the very least, is going to contend for the playoffs for the next few years. There's example after example of teams who realize, we're spinning our wheels, let's jump off early and salvage the situation. But the Dolphins never do. The Dolphins in my lifetime just wait until it's too late to get off the wagon. And you're in that position again, and you're 1-5. You have awful structure, and your contract situation is crippling. Now what?
And to bring up something Hawk said, I thought about it. When you said that Robert Kraft, he saw 1 year Jared Mayo and was like, no, that's not how it is. But Hawk, Think about, fellas, think about what he saw for the last 20. He watched what Belichick could do. He saw what great coaches do with organizations. So when Mayo came in, he said, that's not how it's done. What has Stephen Ross been looking at? Stephen Ross has seen Sperano, Philbin, Gase, Flores. He doesn't know what a good coach looks like.
He's looking, though. And he was trying to go get Tom Brady. He looked at what New England was doing, and he said, you know what? I just want to do what they're doing. Come meet me on my boat.
He wanted Tom Brady and Lamar Jackson. Seems like he knows talent when he sees it.
But the Buccaneers missed out. Or I'm sorry, the Buccaneers, after the Dolphins missed out on Tom Brady, got Tom Brady, won a Super Bowl, and since then had been perennial playoff contenders with Baker, Mother Bleepin' Mayfield.
Yeah, but they did, like, do you attribute that to great front office acumen?
Yes.
Or did Baker Mayfield happen to be available after they lost Tom Brady and they took a flyer on Baker Mayfield the way someone takes a flyer on Carson Wentz or Geno Smith or whatever, Sam Darnold? Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Like, do you think that they had tapped Baker Mayfield as their next great quarterback, who, by the way, could be my favorite player in the NFL right now?
Yeah,
he was so much fun yesterday to watch. Yeah. Again, there's some backstory video circulating on social media because he was getting into it before the game with some of the Seahawks fans, and he found them after the game to give them a little more abuse after what they witnessed out on the field. But I think I saw Peter Schrager this morning on First Take saying Baker Mayfield might be the MVP right now of the league. Might be the front runner for league MVP right now.
And Daniel Jones is right behind him. Think about that.
But again, like, do you, and obviously Shane Steichen chose Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson, which I thought was not a great decision at the beginning of the season. But again, to my point, Solana, like, getting Daniel Jones after he's done with the Giants, getting Baker Mayfield after he's done with Cleveland and Carolina, I don't even know if he was somewhere else after that. Like, is that great front office acumen, or are you just stumbling into something lucky?
You're right. They took a flyer on Baker. It worked. But Hawk,
yeah,
I think they can also look at guys they didn't take flyers on and say, you know what, that's not going to work. And I think the Buccaneers were in a situation where they're like, let's move on. New era has to start now. And that, to me, is as important as hitting on a flyer. Sometimes you miss on a flyer when you know it's time to turn the page. And I think that's one of the biggest shortcomings of Chris Greer and Stephen Ross, more than anything, is that they don't know when to turn the page, when to flip the script and say, this is done, we must move forward.
Somebody texts in, to your point, Solana, the Denver Broncos with Russell Wilson, they ate $40 million because they recognized he's not for us. We're done with him. Mm-hmm. And they're in a pretty good spot right now. Denver had a nice little comeback yesterday afternoon in the fourth quarter against Philadelphia.
It doesn't mean Denver is what you want to be. Like, I'm not saying the Dolphins should aspire to be the Denver Broncos, but wouldn't you rather not be the Miami Dolphins and be the Denver Broncos right now? Since that 70-point performance where the Dolphins beat the Broncos, look up the records between the two teams. And the Broncos are in a much better spot and have been significantly better. They're building something. The Dolphins' window closed 2 years ago, and they're still like, oh, well, maybe it's still
well,
there.
No, but again, when you say they're building something, has Denver won a playoff game?
They beat the Eagles, and they were in the playoffs last year. They just beat the Eagles on the road.
No. I got you. I'm just asking if they won a playoff game, because I could make the analogy that what's his name?
Bo Nix?
Blank on his name.
Or Sean Payton?
No. Sean Payton. Sean Payton and Bo Nix are on this trajectory that it looked like Mike McDaniel and Tua were on, which is they're winning games, and it looks like that, because that is the case for the beginning of the era.
Yeah. But I guess it's so much younger than our era. We're 5 years in.
No. We're beyond, like, but yeah. I'm saying the beginning, Bo Nix and Sean Payton are right now, I think we may have looked at, if you do it, I don't know how many games they've been together, right? Is it a full season last season?
Yeah, so 2022.
Did he play the season before that? Did Bo Nix play the season before that?
Is this year three of Bo Nix? I thought he was a
I think it's year three of Sean Payton, but I'm not certain it's year three of Bo Nix being the starter.
I thought Bo Nix was a rookie last year, and he started last year.
He started from game one?
Yeah, remember, last year, Russ was in Pittsburgh. They jumped off the Russ train two seasons prior in 2023.
But hadn't they had Bo Nix on the roster that season with Russ?
No, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, chat, but I believe, I'm looking it up, they drafted him last year, 12th overall, which was one of the reasons they jumped ship on Russ, because he was going to put them in better positions to win. And they're saying, no. We don't want to win. We want a better draft pick.
22 starts, 17 last year, 5 this year, 13-9.
Yeah.
And beating the defending champions.
Right. But all I would say to you is look at Tua and McDaniel 22 games in together. You might have felt the same way that you do about Peyton and Bo Nix right now.
But about Peyton, Peyton is a Super Bowl champion.
Correct. He's already got the goods.
And they said he just passed, who'd he pass? Bill Parcells with wins as a head coach with the win against the Eagles. Mike McDaniel wears nice shoes on the sideline and pretty glasses.
Look good in San Fran, man.
I just...
Maybe we just go out and get Debo.
If the window is closed... So you said it, Hawk. The window's closed. I believe it. I'll say it. The window's closed on this roster quarterback head coach combo. And I think Chris Greer is attached to this. What are we doing now? What are we trying to do? Get a lower draft?
I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't know. That's the million-dollar question. You know, for me, for my money, and I know listeners aren't going to want to hear this, I don't think Tua is a problem right now. I think you have much greater problems. I think it's McDaniel and Greer. I think Tua was pretty decent yesterday. Again, I know the final drive where you need to come back and win, even though you've already come back and won, if the defense can stop Bryce Young. Tua had a great bomb to Jaylen Waddle. It was beautiful. People complain, oh, it was short. He had to, what's the difference? Guy waltzed into the end zone. Waltzed into the end zone. Tua on that final drive, there should have been a pick on that final drive. We'd have gone bananas. Jalen Waddle actually ended up playing defense on that errant throw and was able to kind of bat it down. But I don't think Tua, for me, is like this urgent problem right now. The biggest problem with him is he can't extend a play. And you notice it when you watch other quarterbacks. You notice how they're able to extend a play even by the threat of running. That's my biggest problem with Tua right now.
I watched Bryce Young roll out to create that throw to the sideline late in the third quarter, early fourth. I watched Drake May and Josh Allen, they running around like Michael Vick.
How about the Drake May dime at the end that he probably shouldn't have even thrown?
Crazy.
That was incredible.
On the move.
Yep.
Tua doesn't do anything on the move. Name all the top Bo Nix watching that game. Jalen Hurts watching that game. If we go through the league, you name all the quarterbacks that you're impressed by, they do stuff on the move. That third down sack that Tua took was Evan and Yaya just got ran past like he was a baby sitting in a stroller. He just balls up.
Yeah.
He doesn't even try to escape, evade, duck, spin, rip, disappears, act like jump at him like you're going to punch him and see if he flinches. Do something. The guy comes, he balls up. Fourth and 17.
He can't, though. He can't. Because even on plays where he extends the drive, Baker Mayfield is putting his shoulder down. Sam Darnold even is putting his shoulder down. And they're not afraid of getting concussed. Maybe they will, but they're not afraid of it. Tua is diving or falling short, giving himself up 3-4 yards before even the idea of getting contact on a play because he's being told to by everybody around him and because he's looking out for his livelihood, which I respect. But it's not conducive to winning a football game. It's just not.
Not even – and I'm with you, too. He doesn't want to get hit. And honestly, I've argued that he shouldn't want to get hit because if he gets hit now Quinn Ewers or Zach Wilson in the game, we're going to look really, really bad. They're not throwing for 350 yards. Neither one of them are throwing. We'll get beat by 20 if they were in the game. I don't think he's athletic enough right now to do what those quarterbacks, not even the fear of injury.
It's just
he cannot, he's not physically capable to do what Bo Nix, Drake May, Josh Allen.
He's talked about it, though.
Which, by the way, is okay when you have protection and a running game. Like, it's okay to be that guy if all the other pieces fall into place. But if you're running for your life the entire time and you can't run for your life, that's a problem.
You run for your life with ankle braces and knee braces on. The only guys that can play Tua's game that have the protection too that I see, Jared Goff is not athletic at all, and Matt Stafford doesn't even try to move around.
Yeah, but those guys can get hit, dude. Those guys take hits.
By the way, though, free money, Tua rushing over, hit again.
Yeah.
Had it at over 1.5 yesterday. He had 5 yards on one little run up the middle that stopped too short, by the way. But still, he got his 5 yards.
Hold five like it's impressive. 5 yards.
5 yards. It was another green ticket in my wallet.
All right,
let's do headlines real quick because Will Manso is going to join us. He witnessed the Mike McDaniel press conference. Headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Hey, Hawk, just really quickly, you mentioned Connor McDavid got a new contract today. So he signed a 2-year contract. The average annual value of each of those seasons is around $12.5 million. That's what Edmonton gave him. This is like the new Wayne Gretzky. This is supposed to be the next GOAT. He's the LeBron, if you will, to Michael Jordan, to Wayne Gretzky. And he's getting $12.5 million per season. It's a lot of money. But Nikola Jovic, who just signed a contract with the Miami Heat, 4 years, $62 million average annual, is higher by $3 million per year than the best player in hockey. That's crazy, man. Crazy.
Tell you a little something about what the Heat think of Jovic. Speaking of LeBron, by the way, did you see LeBron has tweeted out the decision of all decisions, October 7th, 12 p.m. Eastern time. That's tomorrow, noon. Hashtag the second decision.
It's going to be a goofy endorsement, some company.
That's what I think, right? Yeah. It's going to be some sort of goofy endorsement.
Yeah. What kind of mayonnaise do you like?
Right.
I'm going to go with Hellman's.
Oh, and tomorrow is Tuesday, Taco Tuesday.
It's going to be something
along those lines. Yeah. We're going to be at the Amerant Bank Arena tomorrow. Panthers open their season tomorrow. We are going to do the show live from 2 till 5. And then the Panthers game starts at 5. 5 p.m. start. You'll hear it here on 104.3 FM WQAM.
Congrats to Crowder's Gators. Beat Texas.
No. Y'all get real quiet when we do something good. All that talk. Now y'all want to.
Congrats. Solana's muted. Who muted Crowder? Who muted Solana?
You guys, are you
Jimmy?
Are you guys messing with me again? Are you guys messing with me?
It wasn't me. I swear.
I'm not muted.
Look, he's muted again.
But I'm muted because I'm coming through the board.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
You good? I'm in studio. Well, I mean,
it does say muted on your little camera, though.
Right, because the camera is the computer. I don't want the audio to come to the computer.
Sorry, I'm not tree. I saw that you were muted and you had stopped talking. So I said, Solana's muted. I didn't go into the electric. I didn't pull out my manual on the board.
I deliver a headline. You two respond to it. Sorry, you decided at that exact moment to gulp down some
you
cold
had
coffee.
Stopped talking. No, you had stopped talking.
Well, I was going to say, because Crowder's like, oh, you got to get all quiet. On the contrary, bro, congrats. Billy Napier, keep winning, man. I want him to stay there as long as possible. Keep winning.
No, don't troll the Florida Gators after beating Texas. Let's talk about your FIU Panthers.
Oh, my goodness.
What about them hosting the Milwaukee Bucks for training camp?
No, I was thinking more about who they play. UConn? Was it UConn on Saturday?
Yeah, that's a good football program. That's a good football program up there.
How many points did you guys muster?
I think we scored 31. I think 31.
or three.
Oh.
Hey, man. I finally sat and watched Arch Manning. I sat and watched the whole game. He's not bad. He's decent, but he's not this legendary, revolutionary change quarterback.
I only saw the end of the game. I only saw like the fourth quarter. We had sat down. We were up in Tampa, and we sat down at a bar, and it was on TV. And the couple series that I saw, he looked like the worst quarterback in the history of college football. Hmm.
Yeah, he can make all the throws. He's funny. He's way more athletic than Tua, but that's Jimmy's more athletic than Tua. But like I thought, I was gonna
that's
be
true.
Like when I watched some quarterbacks in college, especially like when you watch Baker Mayfield in college, you were like, oh my gosh, Tim Tebow's and those guys. You're like, he's just a very good quarterback. He's not if his last name was Williamson, he wouldn't have half the pub he gets.
I'll say, if Hawk believes he's the worst quarterback at times in the history of college football, I'll believe him because Hawk, of course, thought Tate Martell was going to be the best quarterback in the history of college football.
I kind of feel like Arch Manning is a poor man's Tate Martell. He had to make some decisions at the end of the game where I just didn't think. Again, I'm watching it with no sound. I'm at a bar, and so, but it seemed like there were certain times where the only thing he couldn't do would be take a sack. And mm-hmm. I think twice I saw him take a sack in situations where he just could not do that.
Yeah, and he has a strong arm. He made some out routes that are like NFL throws. He does like it. He's not bad, Hawk, but. The way they amped him up, and even to the point that we talked about his, like, the pressure of his uncles and his granddad are on him, he's not Arch. He's not Peyton. He's not Eli. He's little Arch, and he needs to try to be Peyton. It's impossible. He'll never be his uncle.
He's not ready.
Yeah.
He's not ready to come out this year because
oh, no.
He's not ready. He's staying another year for sure.
Danny Cannell said it. He's like, he's a baby. He played two games last year.
Not ready. I mean, who would take a shot at him?
No. Well, Dolphins.
Coming into the season, Hawk, he was the expected number one overall pick. So.
I know. I mean, that guy is so far from a number one overall pick. It's comical.
Yeah. No, I was watching him. I was love watching almost because I was expecting to lose to Texas. Even when we're up at half, I'm like, oh, here we go. DJ's not going to look that good. We're going to, Billy's going to mess this thing up. And Billy did try to mess it up at the end. I think that window's closed as well, even with a win. But it's, Arch isn't. That was the surprise they meet at watching him play a full game.
All right, your weather tonight. The Miami Heat play a preseason game. They have Giannis and the Bucks. Giannis not expected to play. Tomorrow the Florida Panthers have their season opener, 5 p.m. Yeah. Eastern time, Emirates Bank Arena.
We will be there. We will broadcast live. We will get you ready for a little Panthers hockey. It's just hockey. It's the Blackhawks too.
It is.
Is that guy playing?
Connor Bedard?
Yeah.
No idea.
All right. We will find out tomorrow if we run into George Richards.
Your weather?
We'll make.
Your weather? I can't believe I got the name right. Your weather sponsored by Chill Zone AC.
That's why I said that guy. I couldn't even remember his name. I had Connor McDavid stuck in my head, and I'm like, Connor, and I'm like, but it can't be Connor because I'm thinking Connor McDavid. But you're right, Connor Bedard.
Tommy Ty got Heat shoot around today. We were there, and he asked me, he's like, Panthers have a morning skate today? I'm like, Tommy, I got no effing idea yet, man. Wait till I'm at the Emirates Bank Arena a couple times, get back into hockey mode, and then I'll get back to you. Weather is sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Hot day in South Florida. It's in the low 90s. That's your weather.
All right. Will Manso is going to join us next. We'll talk some Dolphins and Canes with him.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. So Will Manso from Local 10, I said this earlier, he got to witness two different worlds over the last 72 hours. Saturday night, he's in Tallahassee. He's watching the Canes take care of FSU at Doak Campbell. And then, you know, an hour ago, he's at the Mike McDaniel Monday press conference. Which one of those was more entertaining, Will?
Yeah, I would say Saturday night was probably more entertaining, though today was probably more insightful as to, you know, what a mess the Dolphins are right now. I mean, and no matter what Mike says, I mean, what's he going to say, right? Like, I always tell people, like, oh, did you ask him the tough questions people ask me? I'm like, we asked them the questions, but I mean, the answers are all going to be the same. This team right now is playing bad football. I don't know what else you could say.
And Will, we talked about it. Was 2023 an outlier? Because it seems we're all excited about that, but the other 4 years aren't good, and this year is embarrassing.
Yeah, I think you're getting to the point, right, where you have to say that. You know, we all think back to the start and how the excitement, and it goes to show, too, guys, I think what – because people are critical, and fans in particular, and I get it, because you get frustrated. I'm a fan, too. You know, I get frustrated at the teams I root for when they don't play well. But it gets personal when people start insulting Mike and his looks and what he wears and the way he talks. None of that mattered when they were playing well, winning games and scoring 70 points. Everybody thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And it goes to show, Channing, is that, you know, when you get figured out, when you don't adjust in this league, and when teams figure you out and you don't find ways to fix it, that everything is going to be criticized, whether it's personal, professional, the play, whatever. And it's clear the Dolphins have reached that point. And again, the criticism of Mike McDaniel and this team and the front office and everything that's coming is fair, because this team has been going in the wrong direction now in a few years running.
What did he have to say today, by the way, at the press conference? I know you say, you know, and fans are always the same way. Whatever you ask is never going to be enough, because what they really want you to do is scream at him. You should quit.
Like,
you should be fired.
You stink. Pull down your pants.
That's what they want us to scream,
but that's not the way it works.
Anytime we've had someone on who, you know, coaches back when they were having, you know, difficulties, people always text in, oh, you don't ask any tough questions. Like, wait, you want me just to berate the guy? Because that's what you're doing on the text line. Like, that's not the way it works. But what did he say today? Did he seem to have any answers for anything? Did he take the onus of the performance on himself? Like, what was his vibe?
I mean, the vibe is this: he takes blame for it. I think, you know, I asked him straight up, and others as well, but I asked him, like, what you say preparation is there during the week, but it doesn't show up on game day. He has said that now multiple times after losses. How in the world are you not seeing that the preparation isn't there, and you're thinking it is, and it doesn't show up? And his answer is, look, it falls on me somewhere along the line. It's not working. You know, those are things that fall on me, and we have to communicate. And that starts with me. It starts with the staff. But he said he has full confidence in the staff and players. Look, he and other players as well, Jalen Phillips, Malik Washington, others discussed today, there's no finger pointing going on. At least they're not saying that. And I think it's natural in a locker room of 53 players and a bunch of coaches and a head coach that people start looking and saying, you know what? I did my job yesterday. Those other guys didn't do their job. You know, I think this team has been so bad, guys, in so many areas that I don't think anybody can look in the mirror and feel pretty good. I just don't. I mean, I know Tua played well yesterday, but there are going to be things he looks at, in particular that last drive, you know, when they had the last chance that they didn't do well. There isn't a single player on this team can wake up in the morning and say, ah, I'm doing great. I don't care about anybody else. They got to figure it out. Because right now, collectively, and this is what McDaniel said, starting with himself, they're not doing enough, and they need to find a way to do something to change this.
And did he say anything about the run defense? Because giving up 100 is not bad.
Yeah.
Will, giving up 200 to one human,
embarrassing. embarrassing, especially, look, the classic line of no disrespect, and here comes the disrespect right after you say it. No disrespect to Rico Dowdle, but he's a backup for a reason. He's a good football player, and he runs hard, and credit to him having a great game. But there's no reason in the world that he should run for 208 yards against the Dolphins. I mean, that's embarrassing. So to answer your question, Channing, yeah, he said that a lot of it stemmed from communication. It's not an individual that's not doing their job. It's maybe an individual and a group thinking they're doing their job, but they're being told the wrong thing. So it's almost like the coaches and the players, they're not seeing eye to eye on certain things in a communication way that's leading to mistakes on the field. And they have to look at the film, and they did today, and say, okay, where are things getting lost in translation, where that guy's not on his assignment. This guy's not on his assignment. And then it causes total miscommunication on where things need to be. To his credit, again, I'll say it over and over, they take the blame. He takes the blame. Weaver and those guys as a staff need to make sure their players in the right position. But also as individuals, as players, you need to know where your assignment is. And you can't just leave your assignment or not be where you need to be because it leads to the mess that we saw yesterday.
I think, you know, it's commendable, Will, that they take the blame. I heard McDaniel's press conference yesterday. I was reading the quotes today. He puts himself first because I think it's the right thing to do if not everybody's holding him accountable. But at the end of the day, I don't think this roster is very talented. I think we're seeing that. It's part of what you were just talking about. I don't think a lot of the young guys that were drafted are very talented based on statistics and numbers and evaluations. Is there any part of this team, because we thought it was going to be the front seven, that's been proven wrong. Is there any part of this team where you look at and you say, that's something you can build with moving forward? Maybe Devon Achan, right? Is that the only Is that the only player?
No, there's pieces. Look, Patrick Paul has showed some glimpses he could get to the offensive lineman. There are players defensively, I think. It's just, but again, Solana, we're talking about individuals. As a collective, they just aren't good. And I think we could reach the point where we could feel comfortable saying it as more fact than opinion that this isn't a very good football team. It hasn't been constructed well. And unfortunately, a lot of the problems that are having are problems that we as media and also fans, look, we're fans as well, and then fans calling into you and tweeting and doing all this stuff, have seen. The construction of this roster in the offseason and the money spent and allocated wasn't very good. There was concerns in particular areas, i.e. the offensive line, i.e. the defense in certain parts of the defense, that aren't very good, that money and resources weren't allocated maybe in the best way possible. And that falls on one guy who doesn't talk today, and that's Chris Greer. You know, and we talked plenty of times in the show about Chris Greer, the job he's done or hasn't done. And while Mike McDaniel sits there and takes all the bullets and has to listen to all this stuff and gets ripped, again, a lot of it rightfully so, you're only as good as the product you're given and the players you're given. Like, you can only make so much. What's the old saying? You give me the ingredients, I got to cook it, but I'm only as good as the ingredients I get. I think that's what's happening with the Dolphins. Like, Mike McDaniel can sit there and yell and scream or change things, bench guys, move guys around. I don't think it's going to make a damn difference. I just don't think this is a very good football team.
And, Will, should we read into it this way, where the Patriots went into Buffalo and beat Josh Allen in Buffalo, something that Mike McDaniel and Tua's never done? The Commanders with Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels winning playoff games last year, going to the NFC Championship game. Just you're looking at Shane Steichen. What Shane Steichen's doing, oh, yeah, you must be pissed about Daniel Jones, but Shane Steichen's doing in 3 years being there in Indy, and now we're here 5 years, 6 years or two or 5 years with McDaniel, and we're still just spinning wheels.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point, because I think that's where you look. And look, I look at it from a Giants perspective. Brian Daboll, people talk about the job he's done or hasn't done and whether he's lost the locker. None of it matters. He's not getting the best of his players, whatever it is. Your job is to get, again, those ingredients that you have, that roster you have, and try to make the most of it. They're not maximizing. Whatever talent they have is not being maximized. Could they use more talent? Absolutely. I think this roster isn't comprised the way it probably should be. But when you see players bounce around and go to other places, you mentioned Daniel Jones, and have success, you look back at where they were, you say, maybe that person wasn't doing the job. And I wonder how much the day that it moves on, the Dolphins move on from Mike McDaniel and this regime, will we see the Tuas of the world go off and have enormous success somewhere else and win games? Other players as well on defense that have maybe struggled have success. We've certainly seen it before with certain guys, and I'm curious if that's going to be the case, because sometimes the message gets lost. The thing that I keep going back to, guys, is that Mike McDaniel talks about preparation is there. We think it's there. It doesn't show up. Well, maybe the message is just getting lost in translation. Maybe the players are tuning out that message. And when that happens, that's on the head coach, and that's probably a sign that head coach's future is in that particular place. McDaniel here is probably not a very good future.
We're up against it, Will, but how was Saturday night in Tallahassee? Are the Canes the best team in the nation, in your opinion?
I think them and Ohio State. I mean, I think I look at those two teams. I think because they have, I think, the best balance. I think they have the best, as far as offense, defense, special teams, all the areas, the depth. The Canes have finally reached that point where they have it. I do think they're one of the best teams in the country. I think they show it. Obviously, the one thing they need to do, and they haven't shown it enough, is the killer instinct, that mentality to really put away teams. Sometimes that's easier said than done. Like, there was a lot of criticism from fans, again, about Mario and down this, you know, in the fourth quarter. I honestly, guys, didn't see anything that bothered me that much. Your line, your bread and butter, is that big line you built. their job and what you expect from the grind out Florida State and get yards and first downs in the fourth quarter. It didn't happen, and that's okay. Credit to the Noles. I don't think it was a coaching issue. I don't think it was a they didn't try it hard issue. I think there's just a mentality that they're going to get as it goes along where they just have to just impose their will and finish teams because more often than not, they're going to be the better football team to the opponent on the field, and I think that's been the case in every game this year, and I think that's going to be the case in pretty much every game until they get to the college football playoffs.
I saw on your social media you went to Waffle House twice up in Tallahassee. Lori and I went to Waffle House driving home from Tampa yesterday. That's good stuff there.
Three times, but I will say this. I kind of cheated because our hotel parking lot was connected to a Waffle House. So it was the easy. I just rolled out of bed and rolled into a Waffle House.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
That's how I judge hotels.
Yeah. Paymount, Tallahassee. It's just I rolled out of bed, I rolled into the Waffle House, and then I left to the stadium.
What'd you get?
That was my itinerary. I would get that all-American breakfast, the one that's hash brown, scrambled eggs, the waffle, obviously. The first day I got just plain waffle, then I went peanut butter because I love a good peanut butter on a waffle.
Interesting.
And sausage. Yeah, and sausage.
So good. Yeah. Their sausage happens to be delicious. I'm not a big sausage guy, but they make the patties. I like a patty over the link.
Yes.
And their sausage is fantastic.
Yep, $13.99 too. Listen, the company was very happy when I turned out an expense report today. And they're like, you spent $100 and eating for 2 days? That's awesome. for four meals?
It did you guys see what the...
I was going to ask, what does he eat? Grits?
You know, I have had grits and I don't mind them, but I always get hash browns instead when I'm there. Because they give you the option, like, do you want grits or hash browns? I'm like, no, I'm a hash brown guy.
Yeah, Waffle House, you got to do the hash browns and maybe smothered and covered.
I can't see it. Post 50, I can't do smothered. If not, I'm going to be smothered in the bathroom. I can't be smothered. Yeah.
You missed the game.
All right. We'll see you at the Panthers tomorrow, I'm guessing, right, Will?
We will. Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow. We'll be going live and enjoying the festivities.
We will be doing the show there, so we'll see you then. Thanks, Will.
All right, I'll swing by. All right, guys.
All right, there you go. Will Manso from Local 10, big fan of the Waffle House, as am I. Anytime I'm bummed, there's just no Waffle Houses around me. There's the one in Davie.
Yeah.
And there's the one in next to the old radio station that they built in Miami Gardens.
Problem down here, they have First Watch, and they have a lot of cute little breakfast spots.
Nothing like a Waffle House, though, man. Like, you walk into that Waffle House, it's just like... feels.
Listen, there's 877,000 Waffle Houses in Atlanta. I've been to Waffle House.
I know. That's the thing. There's just not enough down here, so it's novel. So every time we go to Tampa to see DJ, like driving home or something, I try to hit a Waffle House because they don't have them down here. But you're right. Like most places, they're literally just like every four blocks.
But have you been to First Watch?
I love First Watch.
Oh, if there's a Waffle House next to a First Watch, you know which direction you're going to go.
They just
opened. Waffle House.
Lie.
They just opened up a First Watch across the street from my house. Literally opened up like 2 weeks ago. The line at 7 a.m.
It's crazy, yeah.
Is insane, yeah. Man. Insane. Yeah. That place is so good, though.
Oof. Yeah, you got to order on the way to go. Then you get it, and then you just kind of sit outside on
like
a bench
that.
And eat it.
I don't like that. I like looking at
Waffle
the menu.
Waffle House. You go to Well, the only thing Waffle House is lacking right now is avocado toast. I looked over that menu six or seven times. I could not find it anywhere, so I had to get a waffle.
You think anything there is fresh?
Everything at Waffle House is fresh. You watch them cook it.
You think they're going to pick up avocados every morning? That lady?
Well, no, they obviously haven't. But they add avocado toast, look out.
With the six teeth, they're going to get everything seasoning.
Avocado Toast House. I ain't talking about it. All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.